John Bradford has been working with the Nick Guy Private Eye series for some time. In that time, he has played a number of interesting characters, including a candidate for mayor of Megapolis City named Ludinus B. Stench. He's also done the non-identical twins Cooter Vinton and Luther Bodine, and perhaps his most famous role, the integrity-challenged lawyer C. Dawkins Shyster. One of the voices both John and I enjoy doing is President Ronald Reagan. Now, I don't know if anyone would mistake either one of us for Ronald Reagan, but we enjoy doing it anyway. And our dueling Reagans usually takes us down the path of talking about politics or some social issue or theological issue. We end up spending as much time talking as we do recording. Well, during one recent recording session, John and I had a discussion about the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic series, and here's a bit of how that unfolded. John, how did you come to be a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic series?
Well, I was fortunate to know the creator, Frank Yulee, and to be honest, I don't completely remember. I'm not quite sure if Frank asked me to do a part or if I begged him, could I please do a part? You know, this would be great. So I'm a poor, starving vocal actor. Could you give me a part here?
What drew you to being a part of it?
Well, I was definitely drawn into the Nick Guy vortex, kind of like a black hole. But really, I just love doing it. The biggest thing I think is the kids that I've seen that like it. My 12-year-old daughter, Natalie, if I come home with a Nick Guy CD, she's like, well, I'll just be taking that now. And she loves it. I also remember at a high school, I told someone I did Nick Guy, and this high school kid was like, really, Nick Guy? Oh, I love that. So it's really exciting to be a part of.
What is your background as an actor?
Well, I have actually been in two low-budget movies, very low. I've done most of my acting has been on stage for churches. My favorite production was The Redemption of Ebenezer Scrooge, a Christ-centered Christmas carol, and that was really cool.
Most of your experience has been on the stage. What challenges have you found working as a voice actor in a studio?
Yeah, I don't really think it was a big challenge moving over to voice acting. In a lot of ways, it's easier because if I screw up, we can do it again. And I like that a lot. Some things that have helped when I did stage acting, I always was careful to memorize all my lines. And I know when I do the voice acting, if I memorize the lines, it goes nice and smooth. And so I like that.
Well, you've played various roles throughout the series. C. Dawkins Shyster, Kilmer J. Rockdove, and Cooter Vinton and Luther Bodine, the non-identical twins. Which is your favorite character to play, and why?
I would say the C. Dawkins Shyster. Shyster, yes. It's just such a fun voice, and he's so slimy, it's hilarious.
Oh, let's talk about C. Dawkins Shyster, the integrity challenged lawyer. How do you prepare for a character like that?
Integrity challenged? I can't believe you would say such a thing. Well, I prepare like any other character. I just start doing the character, start reading the lines. Before I know it, I'm annoying my wife by doing the voice.
What are some of the challenges you find in doing diverse voices for a radio program?
So, yeah, one of the difficulties is keeping the same voice for a long period of time. You might start off doing a President Reagan, and before you know it, it just kind of morphs into something else, and you don't know what you're doing.
What value do you see the Nick Guy series having for the church in this day and culture?
Oh, I think, I love the fact that it's entertaining, but I love more than anything the lessons that are taught, the apologetics. I love that it takes on some difficult issues. I remember even the depravity of man being taken on, and I was like, wow, that is really cool to introduce kids to some of these difficult issues. The other archaeological evidence and all the other apologetics, it's just it's exciting to get this type of teaching into young kids' brains in an entertaining manner.